No, the pasuk says by the parasha of Shavuah, say by Korban, it says lahora or lahetiv. It says either you make a Shavuah to do something beitisah, like you're not going to do something, or else you make a Shavuah lahetiv that you will do something good. And then Shavuah, the Gemara dashins maha tova rishus, just like doing something good to yourself, it's a rishus. Means if you want to, you could. If not, not. Like usually doing something good means you swear you will eat something. Now you have no chiv to eat it. So on something that you don't have a rechiv to do, it's a reshus, it's up to you, and then shvu is achal. As I tell you, af haro, the same thing when you swear on something bad, like not to do something, it has to be only a reshus, only something that's up to you to do or not to do. Yotza, but it goes out from this, nishpa levatel es ha-mitzvahs, if you swear that you will not do a mitzvah, for loy bittel, and you do the mitzvah, you're not mevatel the mitzvah, shein rishus biyodai, that the shvua is not chal, and you're not over the yisr shvua. So before the Gemara is saying, we'll learn it out from the word of lo yachod varoi, avo mechlu lechetze shemayim, and now we're saying, no, we'll learn it out from the pasuk of lo hora lehetiv. It's like, what do we need two psukim for? So Gemara says, yes, we need two psukim for this klal. I tell you, chad kro lemiftere mikorban shvua. This last pasuk of Lahor or Lahitiv, that a Shavuah is only chal on something that's up to you to do or not to do. It has to be a Dvar Rishus, not on a Dvar Mitzvah. That pasuk is talking about in Vayikra, hey, it's talking about the union of a Korban Shavuah. That if you swear and you go against the Shavuah, you have to bring a Korban. So the other pasuk says, no, you put it from a Korban. But I would have thought maybe you only put, you don't have to bring a korban. If you swear that you're not going to wear tefillin today, and then you wear tefillin, maybe only you don't have to bring a korban. But maybe you are over a lav of shu of liyachod devorah, maybe you are over. And now we need a second pasuk for chad lemistarei min lav de shvua. The pasuk of liyachod devorah teaches us that you're not even over the lav of shvua. Not only don't you have to bring a korban, but Adin is not even Malkus, like there's not even a lav of the Issa of a Shua. Now the Mishnah says, Yesh neder b'toich neder. By nedorim it's possible to make two nedorim, we'll soon see, really means nazirus, one after another, and they're both chal. But we ain't shvua b'toich shvua. If you swear that you will not eat this bread today, and then you swear a second time you will not eat this bread again today, the second shvua is not chal. If you eat the bread, you're only over one yisr shvua, not two. Now, Kate said, where's the case by neder it is chal? Omar, if a person says like this, Hareini nazir im oichel. I should become a nazir if I eat this piece of bread. Now, this is lav dafka if you eat. Could have been who Adin Duran says. Stam, if a person would say, Hareini nazir. And then he says a second time, Hareini nazir im oichel. If I eat this bread, he says a second time, I should become a nazir. The locher is, we ochel and eats the bread, chayiv akolachas viachas. He has a chayiv to be noyig two times naziris. That means he has to count 30 days, bring a korban, and then count over again another 30 days. Mashenken is shvu if he swears. Shaloi ochel, he swears he will not eat. And again, shvu shaloi ochel, he swears again that he will not eat. The ochel and he eats the bread, and chayiv alachas, he's only over one iser. Because once you swear once that you will not eat this bread, so the pshat is now, this bread is not a rishus anymore, it's not up to you. You have an issa not to eat it. You're like mushva v'yomid. So therefore the second shvu is not chal, it's not called lohor l'haytif, it's not called up to you to do it or not to do it. Once you made a shvu once, the second shvu cannot be chal. So now the Gemara explains the Mishnah. The Tzemachloik is what's pshat now Mishnah. Omer Rafun, Rafun says, lo yishonu velo diyoma hareni nozer hayoyim, hareni nozer l'mochor. When do we say that two Naziris achal is if you say, I want to be a Nazir today, and the second Kabbalah is that you want to be a Nazir tomorrow. So by saying tomorrow means you first want to start counting the 30 days tomorrow. So from today it's going to extend 31 days. So therefore, the Migu to call me Susif, Yoyme Yisayro, since you're adding another day by your second Kabbalah, that's called an Issa Kailol. Including another day is chal naziris al naziris. Therefore, the first 29 days also become asa to you, but only because you're adding something more in the second Kabbalah than you have in the first Kabbalah. Like the first Kabbalah was, you want to be a nazir today. So if you start today, you have to count 30 days from today. If you say the second Kabbalah was, you want to be a nazir tomorrow, by saying tomorrow means you want to start counting from tomorrow first. So you're going to have 30 days from tomorrow. That's going to be 31 days from today. So since you're eating one more day, and like the Ran explains, like the Gemara says in the Nazir, if somebody says, I want to be a Nazir for one day, it's automatically chal on him the chiv to be a Nazir for all 30 days. So therefore, since you're eating one day, that applies like a new Kabbalah. That's what Rav Huna holds. Avol, but let's say you just say, Avol Omar, Hareini Nazir Hayoim. Hareini Nazir Hayoim. He says the same Lashon over, the same Kabbalah today, two times. Ein chal on Nazirus on Nazirus. Rav Huna says, even by a Nazir, it's also not chal to Nazirus. And on this, Shmuel says no. Oh, Shmuel Lama, Shmuel says no, it's not Shana Mishnah. Shmuel says, Afilu Lama, Hareini Nazir Hayoim. Hareini Nazir Hayoim. Chal on Nazirus alay. We'll soon see Rav Huna Dashnas from a posik, Nozir Lahazir Lashem, that even though you're a Nozir, you could be Mekabel upon yourself a second Nazirus. So when you're saying Hareini Nozir Hayoim, and then Hareini Nozir Hayoim, it's Chal two Chiyuvim, two times to become a Nozir. You have to count 30 days, bring a Korban, and then count another 30 days and bring a second time the Korbanus. Now the Gemara, so the Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, that he says no, even by Nazirus, it depends. The Chura Ad the Tony, why does our Mishnah only say, Ein Shvuah B'Terech Shvuah, that a Shvuah you can never have two at the same time? Listening, the Mishnah should have explained itself, that even by Nazirus, you can't have two at the same time. Listening should have said like this in the Mishnah better, that Yesh Ned B'Terech Ned, true, sometimes yes, but it should have explained that the Ein Ned B'Terech Ned, sometimes no, even Nazirus can't be Chal twice, and explain itself. That if you say Hareini Nazir Hayoim, Hareini Nazir Lamocher, if you're eating an extra day and first day, second time counts from tomorrow, then Taka Yesh Neder B'Tech Neder, then both Achal. But if you say Hareini Nazir Hayoim, you want to be a Nazir today, Hareini Nazir Hayoim, you say the same Kabbalah the second time as the first one, then the Klal is Ein Neder B'Tech Neder. So Ron explained that